Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hey, and welcome back. My name is Mike Cashew, and you're listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. This is episode 4 of 6 in the What is Brute podcast series. In episode 1, I told you the basic concept behind why we created Brute in the first place. Rather than me try to program for all of our athletes and be the expert in gymnastics, weightlifting, endurance, CrossFit, etc., we wanted to create a team of experts that would operate in his or her unique genius and collaborate with one another to create the best possible program for athletes in the sport of fitness. In episode 2, you heard from our director of strength and conditioning, Nick Fowler, who told us how he lays out the general programs. In episode 3, you heard from Matt Bruce, who is the head of Brute Weightlifting. And today you're going to hear from Dr. Nick Sorrell, who is head of Brute Gymnastics. He's an ear, nose, and throat surgeon by day. And I think that lends itself to why he thinks differently and more thoroughly than any coach I've ever met. His training as a doctor has taught him to think a little bit differently and think outside the box. There are two main things that come to mind that make up the way that he teaches our athletes gymnastics. The first is that he's trying to teach you how to be a carpenter rather than how to build a birdhouse. So on one hand, he could teach you how to build a birdhouse. He could give you the exact plans to execute to make the perfect birdhouse. So anytime afterwards, someone asks you if you could make a birdhouse, you would have the plan and you can go and execute that plan. What we want to do is teach you how to be a carpenter so that if someone asks you to build a birdhouse, you can build a birdhouse. If you want to make a desk, you can make a desk. If you want to build a house, you can build a house. What we often see in the sport of fitness is people learning single skills that are not transferable to other movements. So Nick's program is built to teach you the fundamentals of gymnastics, as well as the high level skills that you'll use in competition. But in general, the fundamentals of gymnastics so that you can do anything that the sport throws your way. And these movements and these skills are going to transfer to all of human movement, including your weightlifting. Along with that are his characteristics of a successful progression. A successful progression, as he puts it, must be logical, linear, personalized, and incorporable. Logical meaning from easiest to hardest, building on previously attained attributes. Linear meaning progressing by levels and not skipping steps. Personalized meaning allows for progression according to your individual ability. And incorporable, it can be implemented without detracting from broader training goals. Our gymnastics program at Brute has honestly always been the most popular part, the most raved about part of our program. And I think largely, obviously, it gets people way better at gymnastics. But what I think it really does is it shifts people's mindset to think more about becoming the carpenter in their fitness so that the skills they are building can transfer to every other area of their fitness. Enjoy the show. Nick, what's up, man? Thanks for making some time to do this with me.
No problem, man. Happy to do it.
So we always say at Brute that we train the mind first. In your opinion, what's the most important mental skill or mindset an athlete can develop?
I think it's probably the same thing as what I think is one of the most important mental skills for anybody, any professional, or just person, and that's insight. So the ability to pursue what is true despite whatever emotions you have, preconceived notions you have, whatever other variables that may be trying to cloud things. So what I mean by that, the way it ties into athletics is we can tend to be very fickle, and not only with our goals, but with the way we achieve those goals. So, you know, one thing is, you know, or say take CrossFit, for example, I want to go to the games. Oh, well, I want to, no, I just want to kind of be, you know, fit, or I want to, you know, I guess it's, not being, staying true to what our why, kind of as we say it, and what our why is and why we're doing things. And then the way that we achieve those goals, basically, we can tend to get clouded by saying, oh, you know, seeing what other people are doing, say, well, I need to be doing more of that, and I need to be doing more of this. And I think just being able to be insightful about why you're doing things and what you're doing, if it's the right thing to do for you in order to achieve your goals. That's how I view mindset.
How do you either personally cultivate insight, or how do you recommend others cultivate that in their own minds, in their lives?
Oh man. Oh geez. That's a good one. I think, that is, I don't know. That's something that I've been fortunate by, all right, here's a good way that I would say, I think I've been fortunate in my life to have people around me that were good mentors, or people that I was able to imitate and see the things that they were doing that was effective and what wasn't. And so that's a way to pursue basically truth in action right there, to say this person embodied this characteristic and they were able to achieve that. I want to mimic that, you know, and you can do that in athleticism super easy. You know, I'm not saying you have to go out and pick and do the exact same program somebody's doing, but you can certainly glean out the different characteristics that people have. You know, some are easy, hard work, you know, and determination and this and that. But others are a little bit harder, and, you know, and you can find people around you that you see what they're doing, and you see how that's leading to rewarding outcomes, and in yourself you can identify. You say, well, I'm not embodying this characteristic and my outcomes are different, and that, you know, can lead you to more insight as to your own behavior.
I think another thing, kind of a fundamental key of any kind of insight, is developing a curiosity. And this is exactly what you started to say, which is asking why you're doing what you're doing, whether that be, why am I training the way I'm training, or why do I have a certain habit or tick that I have? Why do I behave the way that I do? Why do I think the way that I do? You have to have this curiosity, this constant search for deepening your understanding of what's going on around you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's kind of the boring stuff, you know. I'm sitting here thinking about it actually as we're talking. I'm thinking, man, is this just going to be totally boring for somebody to be listening to? Is this going to be? But it's also kind of obvious to, you know, you think about it and it sounds obvious, but the reality is like, it's true, and we get strayed from it so much, you know. And so I think the more you hear it and you reiterate these things, and it's important for me to hear it. I'm sitting here, I'm not like an expert on this stuff. It's something that I've identified that I need to learn from, and you know, and tell myself that I need to come back to and be more insightful and think about the why. And again, you're right, have that curiosity, and in that there's a lot of freedom in that, like, right, there's a lot of freedom in that that discipline to live purposely and all the things that fosters. So
So now on to the fun shit. What's your general?
For people we haven't scared off, if you hung in, now it's, that was getting good.
Yeah, you really want to know what he has to say.
You really want, exactly. If you've stuck, exactly.
What's your general philosophy on gymnastics training for the sport of fitness?
My general philosophy comes down to building blocks. The longer I've done this with you guys, what's it been? 5 years now. I mean, the more I just realize that everything comes down to taking all of these different elements that we're trying to and these attributes that we're trying to build people and breaking them down to their fundamental components, so we can work on those. You know, like You know, like rather than telling a team to go out and play football, we instead go out and we first teach them how to tackle, right? And we mm-hmm. identify, and the more I can break down and organize the different things that it takes to complete these complex tasks, whether it be, you can pick anything, muscle ups, you know, and, you know, dips and whatever you want to do. And basically whatever, that's the awesome thing about the sport of fitness, that is that we never kind of really know what you'll have to do next. And so the more bricks that we have, the more building blocks, the more things we can build. So, I don't know examples of that,
I think I can help you with this too. I think what your program teaches, the gymnastics program within the Brute programming, is it teaches people to focus on the process. Your gymnastics program is not for people with huge egos that want to just get in and compete every single day, right? It forces them to commit to the long-term process of mastering all of the different fundamental building blocks of gymnastics, right? Instead of, okay, this week we're going to do 100 muscle-ups just to do volume training, you're going to spend the next year perfecting every little piece of the muscle-up so that you can reach your full potential as an athlete. And I think through the gymnastics program, it makes people focus on every area of their fitness in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing that's great, is that the gymnastics really lends itself towards that. You're right. I think it can help people permeate into the other areas of their fitness program and focus on the basics. And that's one thing that's awesome about Brute, is that all of our subspecialties and subject matter experts approach it in a similar way, you know, and so it kind of plays hand in hand. And it's fun. It's like the whole, if you're Karate Kid fans out there, the wax on, wax off thing, you know, you're one day you're doing some mundane task, and then the next day you go and you try to do something that's much more complex, and you're just excelling. And you think, how did that happen? You know, and it's because you were you know, virtuous in the general. You become very competent in the complex.
How has your philosophy changed in regard to training these athletes?
One big thing, and speaking of the building block thing, was I was very unaware at how many gaps in those blocks that people had and where they were. So for me, I thought, like a gymnast, like, oh yeah, this sort of thing is easy, right? And this sort of thing is hard. And I found in the general population that's a lot different. Like, I had some preconceived notion, and so that goes back to the insight thing, right? So I had some preconceived notions that I had to take a step back from, like thinking that a particular movement pattern was easy, so I would put that earlier on in a level or earlier on in a progression. I found, no, that's easy if you used to be a gymnast, you know, but it's a lot harder for people that don't have that background. And so it's made me a better coach in realizing what our athletes need, like what they didn't have. And then, so basically, what doses and in what order to stack those bricks that we're building. And then the other thing was not having, again, going back to insight, getting rid of my preconceived notions about it has to be done this way. Like, with handstand pushups, you have to be hollow body and in this position, or with ring muscle ups. I remember, actually, I can think back to about 3 years ago, I sent you a thing. I was scratching it out while I was in clinic about why my way was the better way to do muscle ups. And fast forward to 3 years now, I was totally wrong. And because I thought my way was the pretty gymnastics way. Everybody thought, oh, Nick, you have these pretty looking muscle ups. But then the reality is that is just a completely different style of doing it. That it doesn't necessarily mean it's inherently better. Right. So those are the biggest things.
So you're an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. And surgeons in general are notorious for being some of the busiest professionals on the planet. You also have a wife and two kids that are extremely important to you, and it's important for you to be present with them. So you're a really busy person. Why do you continue to be a part of the Brute team?
Oh, man. I ask myself that every morning. Honestly, I mean, look, to be honest, there have been times when I was like, man, is this, is this worth it, right? Like just whenever I'm feeling really, really busy and really stressed and it seems like something's got to give, right? And so we all have that. No matter what we're doing in life, if we're trying hard, we're having that sensation, yep. right? That something's got to give. But the reason for me that Brute's never given, and I've never actually given it any serious thought of quitting or making that not a part of my life anymore, is because it makes me better. You know, it's a discipline thing. It makes me more disciplined, and it's an opportunity to build something. I'm a kind of guy that I've discovered a while back that I'm a collector of accomplishments. I like to collect more than, you know, some people, more than memories. I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with memories. I love memories and all that stuff's very important. But this idea in my head that, you know, nobody wants to, who cares about going to somebody's tombstone and, you know, says, here lies Nick Sorrell, and that son of a bitch really enjoyed playing golf on the weekends, right? Mm-hmm. You know, or, you know, that guy went and he saw these people in concert. And, you know, for me, I like all that kind of stuff, you know. But what's important to me and where I really get my baseline sense of joy is knowing that I'm doing something that's worthwhile. And, you know, and I can wipe the sweat off of my brow at the end of the day and saying that I created something, you know, and that's a tangible effort, right? It says I could look back and say, wow, I created this program. It started as nothing. And it's really neat because you get a lot of reward in this sport of fitness because it's uncharted territory in a lot of ways, you know, right? It's like kind of being in the forefront of something and we're seeing what like human beings are capable of in this new realm. And I look forward to looking back on this years from now and saying, you know, look, I was a part of starting something that's great and helping people and changing lives. And we really built something.
Hell yeah. How, if at all, has Brute changed who you are?
I think it has given me an opportunity to really, that's a good question. It's given me opportunity to really hone in on those two things I already mentioned, which are the insight and the discipline aspect of my life. And it also has let me do it in the company of some really, really excellent individuals. You know, I think that's actually, just thinking about it now, I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, you tend to go, so I've gone through life and you know, you go from high school with my riffraff high school friends are all awesome. We're all still great friends to this day. And then, you know, college, you meet different people in the med school. But then you tend to go through a string of different like-minded, you know, people. And then you get to Brute and we're all like-minded in a very important way, which is that, you know, we're all want to build something excellent and very task oriented and focused on, you know, being insightful and seeking what's the best, and building something. So, but the cool thing about Brute is those people are from all different walks of life and everything. You know, it's like all these people that have all these different backgrounds that come together with a common purpose. And to see that is really motivating for me, like in this part of my life. You know, where it'd be kind of easy. Like, so I went through all this training and, you know, went through medical school. It's like a 5-year hell week, you know, and I mean, not medical school, the residency. Right. Med school is just like harder college, you know, but it's not that bad. But residency is rough. And so you come, it's easy. You think, oh, I'm going to come out of that and I'm just going to, oh man, it's going to be golf and beer and, yes. You know, fancy shoes and watches and stuff. But, you know, I like, But that's not who can, I just can't fathom living like that. So you come out and you're like, well, now what's my purpose, right? And what's my goal? And to at this point in my life be able to share, you know, this hungry pursuit. You know, back when I was in medical training, it was this hungry pursuit. And I still have that with medicine, don't get me wrong. But this kind of fuels that fire for me, that hungry pursuit of something better.
Hell yeah, I love it, man. Thanks for everything you do for this team. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. All right, man.
This episode is finished, but your training journey continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW and grab your free pack of 32 accessory workouts that you can incorporate into your training and start improving your strength immediately. That's brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW.